Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we are very fortunate and to have Leanne back with us, and Ray Lampe and Kel Phelps. What I'm going to ask each one of you the same question. What's your biggest takeaway from all this? And you start with Leanne. Ladies first.
And I'll take it from my daughter. She said, I will never underestimate the message of stay safe and listen. It's better to be safe than sorry. And she will never let her guard down again. And I concur.
Yeah. Ray?
You know, I think my takeaway is people still are good. Because while we do, you know, unfortunately, you can't help but focus on the fact that people are stealing stuff off your lawn and being jerks and gouging, price gouging and stuff. There's a whole lot of good stuff going on, a whole lot of people doing good stuff. Around here, I sure wasn't the only guy helping people get fed. It's my barber, who's a cute young lady. Her partner in the barbershop, another cute young lady, they went over by Shore Acres, which is a neighborhood that flooded really bad. And they brought their grill and got a couple of their friends, and they cooked a bunch of burgers and hot dogs and just fed who they could. And there's so much of that going on that, there is still good people out there. It's amazing to see.
Cool. All right, Kel.
Man, you know, I just got to tell you, I kind of agree with both of those guys, and they sum it up. I mean, you got to be ready. And I don't think I've always had a generator standing by, not one that plugs into the house, but one that I could, you know, power my refrigerators and stuff. But
right.
And I don't lose food or whatever. But then when it's over, go look for somebody, because there's a ton of folks that need that help. Like Ray was talking about, you know, it takes a village to take care of us. And used to in the old school days, man, we did that 24/7. We were always looking after our neighbors, always. Now, I think, you know, it's not that we care any less. I think we just get busy doing our stuff and doing what's got to be done. And sometimes we forget to check on them. But man, I got to tell you, some of the 30 some in my neighborhood, there was about four widows who were probably in their 70s, 80s. But, you know, just dropping by, we carried buckets of water so they could, you know, have toilet water, kept their generators running so they didn't lose their refrigerators or whatever. But I would never want my mom or any of my kin folks to go through anything like that without a neighbor or a friend or somebody who come by and check on them and take right. care of them. So
one of the coolest things I saw like that were extension cords, just regular old orange extension cord, run from one house across the street to the next house. And not only are you sharing your power, you're also you're probably going to have to throw your extension cord away.
Oh yeah,
and right.
I mean that just was like a really generous thing to do. I saw a lot of that.
Yeah,
I grew up on a farm, and we had freezers, plural. We had freezers, right? And that's why we always had a small generator. We didn't really care so much about the lights in the house. But like you were saying, we had a lot of orange extension cords to the freezers in the utility room, the freezers on the back porch, you know, that type of thing. And we'd turn them on and let each one run for a couple hours a day or whatever it took. And then, you know, snake a line in for the main refrigerator in the house. So we didn't lose the food. And we were on well water, so we had kind of a cistern out behind the house, so that would fill up. And in the house I live in now, modern, so to speak, we have a 500-gallon tank in the back that's kind of hidden in a closet, right? You can't see it. But the last time we watched Lost Power in the ice storm, we had water for 10 days with that until the power came back in. So that's kind of cool. But I agree with all of you. Checking on your neighbors. I've got a elderly lady that lives actually on both sides of me, and I just check on them, make sure, you know. And if we're cooking a pot of stew or something, I make, you know, I take them over at least a couple meals worth of that stew. They all have gas, so they can heat it up in their house, right? But yeah, I think that's a really good thing. That's a good, being a good human being.
Sure.
And you've seen enough of your bad human beings down there. The one thing I was going to comment, though, about, Ray was talking about the sand, and Leanne, you were talking about blowing sand in the house. I know what it's like to get sand in your swimming suit. That's got to be really uncomfortable to try to get that out of your house.
Yeah, you got to throw away all your clothes because you're going to have sand in them forever.
Oh, jeez. Is anyway, so is the future looking bright in Tampa and down in Naples? And you got a lot of work to do, but
Naples actually didn't get hit that bad. No, I'm down here now. Tampa's way worse, way worse.
How are people's attitudes, though? I mean, are they okay? It's here, it's over, it's, you know, we saw the damage. Are we just, you know, pressing forward, or?
It's been interesting to see the evolution of that. So in the beginning, all the traffic lights were out. So everybody was just the honor system. And in general, I was really amazed the first couple of days how nice people were being. I think there's people that don't really know how to use a four-way stop. And, you know, it happened so fast, there were no stop signs. You just had to accept the fact there's nothing going on here. It's a four-way stop. And it was really good in the beginning. And then little by little, you know, people started to, two guys would go. And then there'd be some bully that would push his way through. And if grandma it was her turn and she didn't go right away, everybody would just go. And, you know, little by little it turned into, and now it's the wheels are off. Now we're right back to do everything you can to screw the guy in traffic. But there was a couple days there where it was refreshing.
It was civilized, you might say.
Yeah, it totally really was. It was surprising. I did not see one fender bender at all. I mean, and trust me, the whole town of St. Pete, the traffic lights were out, and I did not see one fender bender. I'm sure there were some. Oh yeah, we got to talk about Tropicana Field too, where I work.
Oh, blew the top off.
Yes, yes.
I'm actually going, when we get done here, to go have a couple of drinks with a bunch of my fellow fan hosts. And nobody will know anything. We don't know what's going to happen at this point. But the only thing they've told us is it ain't going to be ready for opening day. So,
well, I was watching, and they did a drone flyover or something of it. And it looked like it was shredded toilet paper up there and stuff on the top. So.
And then we got the pictures inside, and the inside was a disaster too, because not only did a lot of that roof ended up inside just in pieces, so it looked like bad, you know, horrible giant confetti, but also, again, 18 inches of rain then fell in a place. Now, it looks like an outside ballpark, but it's not. It's not made for 18 inches for any rain. No. It was never going to rain in there ever, and all of a sudden there's 18 inches. I hear it's a mess. I have not been in there, but I hear it's a mess.
So is it true that the National Guard folks were inside that thing when that
it was prior off? To they had a bunch no. of cots all
yeah
in
they were
there.
Set up for them, but nobody was in there. There
yeah,
was
nobody was there.
13 essential employees, 13 or 14 essential employees were there, but there was a bunch of cots and supplies and stuff. They were ready to, because all those people staged out of the area, you know, the National Guard and the all the line guys, the linemen and stuff, they all stayed. You see them coming in and leaving and stuff. So they weren't really there to stay there, but they were, gotcha. But yeah, they were going to stay there the next night if the roof was on.
Holy moly. That's a tough deal. Okay. Well, I'm going to let everybody go. I know, Ray, you got to be to an event, and Kel's got to get to the Royal, and Leanne's got to
eat dinner.
Okay. Are you
making an early bird special with your mom down in Naples?
Yeah, we're doing some spaghetti with cabbage something. I don't know what she's
doing. Hey, there's a famous rib place down there. Do you know about that place, Mickle Bob's or Mickle something?
I've eaten at Mickle Bob's. And you know what? I don't like their ribs because they use, I think they're Australian ribs, so they're really teeny tiny and they don't have a lot of meat on them.
What you get when you're harvesting wallabies, the little kangaroos.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get the big kangaroos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but all them old people in Naples, that's a big enough portion.
See, I suppose.
I think they're like $10 a slab or something, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not a bad price, but seriously, if you weighed the meat that you took off, it's lucky to be 4 ounces.
A full slab.
It's bad.
Well, I thank you all. Kel, good luck there at the Royal. And Ray, keep us posted on the ball field there. And Leanne, stay safe down there, okay?
Kel, yeah, for sure.
Kel, I'll see you Friday.
That's right. Hey, he'll be hosting the Hall of Fame. Man.
Appreciate you guys so much as always.
Yes, safe travels.
All right, safe travels.
Keep it smoking.
We're going to get out of here. We want to thank all our sponsors. I'm not even going to list them for this show. There's too many, and this is too important. So for everybody out there, take care. Remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. And we will see you next week.